A man robbed a Good Samaritan who had helped push the guy's truck to a nearby gas station. I repeat, a man robbed a Good Samaritan who had helped push the guy's truck to a gas station. This happened in South Carolina. David Capps, 25, was charged with strong-armed robbery. Oh, I'm sorry, strong-arm robbery. Strong-arm robbery, I've never heard of that. He pulled a razor blade on the Good Samaritan who helped him, stole a necklace from the guy. It's getting to the point where it's hard to be a Good Samaritan because you don't know who you're stopping to help, said Police Lieutenant Jerry Waltrup. But Kevin Tucker, 21 years of age, says he still plans to help people when he can. He says everybody's not like that guy. Kevin Tucker and his girlfriend noticed a truck in the road about 2 a.m. earlier this week. The driver asked the couple for a little help, a push to a gas station. So Kevin Tucker used his car to push the truck. And at the gas station, the driver asked for a little gas money and an opportunity to perhaps use Kevin Tucker's cell phone. After using the cell phone and giving it back to Kevin Tucker, the fella pulled a razor blade out and started swinging at Kevin Tucker. Tucker's forearm was cut. He said the man drove off after yanking off his necklace. Police later arrested Darvin Capps, 25. He had the broken necklace on him. He's in custody right now. Wonder how bad the Good Samaritan turned crime victim scenario gets. You hear about it every now and then. The Good Samaritan turned crime victim scenario. Here the guy wants to get a little help getting his truck pushed to a gas station. Fella helps out and gets robbed. When I say how bad does it get, I mean the extreme between what's needed in the way of help and the crime coming at the end of that help. Has there been a case of a Good Samaritan literally performing CPR on someone? That person actually being revived and then once back with the living, shooting the Good Samaritan and taking his wallet? That's sort of an extreme that I'm talking about. How big is the gap between the incredible service provided and the affront that comes afterwards? You dive off the Lake Street Bridge to save a drowning kid. You return the kid to shore into the waiting arms of a weeping mother. And then the mom sets the kid down and assaults you with a tire iron. Has that occurred? In what situation can you be absolutely sure the person being helped will in fact be grateful? Under what circumstances can you absolutely be positive that your Good Samaritan efforts will be well received? When you pull over to hand a sawbuck to a guy with a cardboard sign at an entrance ramp, does he ever then key your vehicle as you pull away? I remember one time I was talking to this old man. He was a crusty son of a gun. I used to work with him years ago. And he was talking to me about swimming out to help a drowning victim. Well, you people know, don't you, that when you swim out to help a drowning victim, it's not a rational thing, but they sometimes try and drown the rescuer. It's a panic situation, and it's very common. The person being saved can also react in such a way where he tries to drown the person saving him or her because just to try and survive, he might pull you down, not knowing how to relax and let you bring him in. Well, this guy had that happen, this old man. And he told me, when that son of a gun, and he didn't use that term, when he tried to drown me, I thought, that's it. That's it. You drown, boy. I swam back, and I'll never help anybody again. That was a lesson he learned. He's never going to help another human being. That's unfortunate. But that's not the same thing. That's not a Good Samaritan situation taking a god-awful turn. That's natural, actually, what's occurring there. And they teach you in Lifesavers how to deal with that situation. But I'll admit to doing this one time. My neighbor's house was on fire, and he was on the roof thinking he might jump to the backyard and save himself, knowing he'd probably break a leg. That was a serious jump, and I don't think he could have made it without breaking at least one leg, maybe two legs. So he's on the roof, the house is on fire, and he's trying to work up the courage to jump. And me and three other guys from the neighborhood come running over, and we stretch out a blanket like a trampoline, and we tell him we'll catch him. And he jumps, and while he's in the air, we let go of the blanket, saying as he comes down with his big thud, "Just kidding, just kidding. We're not going to hold the blanket after all." And then we robbed him. Good Samaritan gone awry, we called it. Videotaped the whole thing, threw it on YouTube.